The wall in the office of Reinforce is a handwritten story that tells the cause of the long, hard struggle for those of us with ID to find a voice and be heard for what we need.
Like transport, health, education and play, like living in houses like everyone else every day, and the simple freedoms that most others enjoy that were consumed by the shackles institutions employed. But it was the spring of 1982 that the winds of change came sweeping through. We took on the government, who had houses to spare, who held them for staff from any damn where. There was this one old place in Drummond Street that had been sitting there empty in no one's keep. They said it was one more place for ministry staff, but what about us? We said, why do we come last? So we walked right in and started to squat. And the government said, hey, get out you lot. But we sat right there for all to see, and the ministry's power was in jeopardy.
And we came and we stayed and we wouldn't let go. We talked to the world, let everyone know. Discrimination and human rights, equality is everyone's fight. We're tired of promises and government words, tired of waiting for our voice to be heard. Started talking with our own 2 feet as we moved in to 112 Drummond Street. 112 Drummond Street. 112 Drummond Street.
Many days went by and the government found that we were set. We would give no ground. So the ministry sent lots of suits in to talk, but our demands were clear, empty-handed they walked. And finally the minister, Mr. Roper, came. He heard our story and recognised the shame. He said this house, but not without some remorse, will be signed right over to Reinforce. So we went to his office in Parliament House. We signed that paper and we heard him announce that he would fund many houses for those with ID, and we knew Reinforce had won a great victory. And we drank champagne right then and there as Tom opened a bottle for us squatters to share. And apart from this story that we have on our wall, we still have that bottle to remind us all.
And we came and we stayed and we wouldn't let go. We talked to the world, let everyone know about discrimination and human rights, equality is everyone's fight. And we're tired of promises and government words, tired of waiting for our voice to be heard. We started talking with our own 2 feet as we moved in to 112 Drummond Street, 112 Drummond Street, 112 Drummond Street.
Looking back now, that was 33 years ago. Some changes have come, but man, they've been slow. And while our victories are few, they still taste so sweet, in particular that time we squatted in Drummond Street.